It's 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says she'll tell President Trump she's concerned about his threat to put new tariffs on all products from Mexico when he visits Iowa next week. President Trump says all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico will be hit with new tariffs next week unless Mexico stops the flow of migrants crossing the southern border. Reynolds says she'll tell Trump it's critical to focus instead on ratifying a trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, Iowa's top export markets.
Tariffs right now, I think, potentially disrupt us getting the USMCA ratified. And so I really believe that that is where the focus needs to be.
Reynolds says she'll thank Trump for recent disaster aid and for approving an expansion of access to gasoline with a higher percentage of ethanol. Beginning this fall, Iowa State University students with disabilities will have a lab where they can gather to use assistive learning technologies. Some $24,000 from student computer fees at ISU will help buy the needed technology for the 200-square-foot space. ISU's Digital Accessibility Coordinator Cindy Wiley says much of the equipment is standard for this type of learning lab.
We're going to have some of the more typical assistive technologies, speech-to-text, text-to-speech software, screen readers, screen magnifiers.
Wiley estimates as many as 10 to 15% of Iowa State students could benefit from the lab based on the percentage of the overall population who have physical or learning disabilities. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.